I don't usually have that much of a foot fetish, but when I saw that, I was like, woohoo. Oh,
those yeah. were pretty kinky. As shoes go, those were pretty kinky. Yes, yes, you're very sexy. We can all tell.
Ow! Nice timing, Auntie Tara.
I'm so very sorry to hear about your tiny penis.
Ooh, hiss, and other things like that. Things.
Yes, yes, yes.
I wouldn't watch it. I watched one episode of it, and it was like having my teeth worked on without anesthetic.
Strawberry fondant surprise for one. Ow!
The good news is, I found a great taxidermist. But I gotta make sure to keep that. I gotta make sure to keep that scowl on his face the entire time for the rest of eternity.
I just limped 4 blocks and Leela can't be bothered to come upstairs. All right.
No.
Oh God. Why do I put up with you?
You're listening to the Happiness Patrol.
Well, hey, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Happiness Patrol. Golly gee whiz, a great review episode this one, our 22nd episode. Gang, can you believe that we've already done 20? We're on our 22nd one. 22nd episode.
Is it only 22? It seems like 50.
Oh, really? And hello to you. Hello to you, Dale.
It's great fun. I love doing this.
So,
not always at midnight, but you know,
time is relative, and apparently so is space.
Well, yeah. Admittedly, you are speaking to one of the two people in here with the TARDIS in their room.
Mm-hmm. So, hey, Leela.
Hello.
So, how you feeling? Good.
Good.
You ready to jump into this review?
Yes.
Oh, good. So you'll have lots of amazing standby listeners because Leela is going to whoop this thing out for sure. It's going to be great.
Don't promise them things they know they probably won't get.
Oh, well. Okay. Well, I'm sure Tara will take up the slack. Right, Tara?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Especially once these pain pills kick in.
And the pain pills kick in. And it's Tara joins us today from...
From beautiful downtown Bellevue, Washington.
So hang on tight, because this episode of the Happiness Patrol, we are reviewing The Time of Angels, the fourth installment of Doctor Who, featuring Matt Smith as the Doctor, and the first of a two-parter. So we're pretty excited.
And the first episode filmed.
Oh, yes, you're absolutely right.
Fourth episode shown.
Yes, it really worked out great, I think. I think that whole thing worked out really fine. So, but man, just hang on tight, kids, because we're going to go for a ride today. It's a strict review. We got nothing else on the plate other than talking about this. Not nitpicking it, but definitely giving you a good heads up.
I thought we were reviewing that Graham Norton trailer thing.
Oh.
Ooh.
The most hated man in Doctor Who fandom, Graham Norton, today on the Happiness Patrol. Hey, everybody, and today's episode, of course, The Time of Angels, and part one. And golly, my first impression was like, holy moly, look at those red shoes. But
I have a pair of those.
Oh, you do? Leela,
they're almost
not,
exactly like them can't wait to wear them again.
Don't even say that, Leela. You know how many men are out there just going, she's got a pair of those red shoes now. I mean, we'll get all kinds of letters now, you know, wanting pictures of you in your red shoes or whatever. So,
but, hey, that's going to be our new subscription service.
Yeah, I guess so. So I loved it. I really loved last week's episode with the Daleks, even when people didn't like the new Daleks, you know, I still love that episode very much.
I like the new Daleks.
I like the new Daleks, too. But this episode, holy moly, we get the return of Riversong. And I think she's better than ever in this particular episode. And I guess the last time we saw her was in Silence in the Library. And, you know, she piqued everybody's fascination. Who is this woman? Who's this mysterious woman? Who, you know, where did she come from? How does the doctor know? You know, that sort of stuff. And we get even more a bit of mysterious bit of her this time. So, so you know, all in all, it was just fantastic for me. Fantastic. So, Tara, what did you think?
Oh, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I mean, this is what we've been waiting for. This is the Stephen Moffat we've been waiting for. So, I mean, this had all the boo scares. This had all the little twists and turns. This had Moffat telling us 3 or 4 times that something was going to happen and that he did it, and we were all shocked. I mean, it was wonderful. So I'm just completely taken with this episode. This is what I started watching the new Who for.
Dale, what about you?
Rather obviously, and like I say every week, I loved it. Absolutely did. I mean, there's not been an episode of New Doctor Who that I have not liked immensely. But this was a whole new level. This was absolutely stunningly, brilliantly spectacular. And yeah, it worked perfectly, and it did work absolutely perfectly. There was not, over the 42 minutes it ran for, and over the 42 minutes they did nothing but crank up the tension. It got darker, it got more chilling, it got more atmospheric, and then a cartoon of Graham Norton went and ruined it all.
Well, we'll get on to the Graham Norton subject shortly. I mean, I don't see how we're not going to be able to we're not going to be able to avoid it. But Leela, what did you think about Riversong and this particular episode?
I thought this episode was absolutely amazing. I've already watched it 3 times, and I can't wait to watch it again. I mean, it's just brilliant, and I couldn't not stop watching it. I mean, Matt was amazing. You know, Karen was amazing. Oh, crap. Who plays Riversong? I totally just forgot her name.
Alex
Kingston.
Alex, thank you. I'm like, I know it's Alex something. Anyway, she was brilliant as River, and I haven't always liked the Riversong character, but it was just so amazing.
Well, I tell you, I think it would be hard pressed to find anybody who didn't like this one.
Give me 5 minutes on the internet. So
oh,
I'll find
Jesus
some
Christ!
No, I've already heard it from 2 people who can. Oh, I thought it was terrible. I thought the cliffhanger was terrible. I thought Matt's acting was awful.
And her shoes were just horrible.
Get a
Somebody didn't like
the internet and snapped their neck.
Somebody didn't like their shoes. Her shoe.
Somebody bitching about anything on the internet. There's so many people out there who think that they won't be taken seriously if they like something.
Oh, poo. People take us seriously here on the Happiness Patrol, right?
No, they don't.
Sure.
You know, if anybody takes me seriously, I'll actually have them shot.
Funny.
And I'm being serious.
So, about the shoes, the only thing I didn't like about the shoes, and this is the only thing at all, I thought it was pretty jazzy of her to hang her shoes on the TARDIS console like
I thought that was bloody brilliant.
Well, that was nice. I loved it.
She was certainly making herself at home.
She was exactly. You know, she knows how to fly the TARDIS. We don't know how she knows, but she does. She flies it better than the Doctor. She is so incredibly at home in that TARDIS that
she actually
puts her shoes on. The
joke. Oh my god!
Yeah, that was great.
The whole stabilizers joke was brilliant.
I like that sound.
Boring us. All right.
That was classic Matt Smith. I mean, I think that will go down as total classic Matt Smith.
Yeah, everything he did in this episode was absolutely wonderful. And it's odd because reading the feedback on things like the Radio Times forum on the BBC site, etc. I haven't been on that many fan forums because I detest them these days. But everybody's saying, oh, it's nice to see that Matt has settled into the character so well. But if you actually think this was the first one that was filmed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He literally straight into the role, made it his own. Fantastic.
Yeah, that was amazingly super cool. I mean, it you couldn't tell. You couldn't tell at all, or I couldn't tell, that it was his first
until
recorded.
Lewis told me, I had no idea this was the one that was first filmed. You can't tell at all.
No, you can't, absolutely. It's been superbly done.
I hope they don't use the stabilizers anymore, though, you know, because I really like
them. Oh, no, see, as much as I like the TARDIS landing with a huge wheezing, groaning noise, which I'm not going to do an impression of, sounds like I'm having an asthma attack and then I'll leave me in hangar. I really miss the old days when it wasn't seesawing around and throwing its occupants left, right and centre. So I would prefer a smooth flight, but with the TARDIS noise.
Yes, yes, I think you're right. I like that a lot, too.
Of course I'm right. I'm always right.
Yes, 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 yes. So did anybody notice, other than me, and I don't know, Leela, you probably noticed this, when Riversong gives him the coordinates, didn't you notice when he's typing in the coordinates on that keyboard, there's a red button at the corner of it that says panic.
Yeah.
No, I missed the panic. Oh,
did you see that, Leela?
Yeah.
Missed the panic.
Well, I stopped. I was looking at the keyboard.
Everything's got to have a panic button.
Well, I was looking at the keyboard, and I was thinking, that looks like an editor's keyboard, you know, like an old video editor's keyboard, you know, for nonlinear editing in an edit booth. And I thought, well, maybe it is. And so I checked it out. I slowed it down and checked it out. And then the first thing that pops in my consciousness is like, what the hell is that red button? I looked at it, and I was like, oh, it's a panic button. How funny is that?
Did you notice the spelling mistake?
There's a lot of spelling mistakes. I've heard from three different people saying they've spotted spelling mistakes in the backgrounds.
Really?
There was a very obvious in the foreground spelling mistake as well.
Really?
When Amy's in that pod thing watching the video of the angel, the 4 seconds on loop, and she's by the door and she says, "Does anybody need me?" If you look at the door where it says trip hazard. Hazard is suddenly spelt with two Z's. Now, either it means that pod was made with Bo and Luke Duke's help.
Yep.
Or they spelt it wrong.
Maybe it was made in Hazard County.
That's what I'm... Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Bo and Luke Duke's help.
Yes, exactly.
Sorry, was I being too subtle?
Yes.
Well, for some... Leela, did you get that? Did you get that reference, Leela?
No, I didn't catch that one.
Okay. There used to be a show called The Dukes of Hazzard.
And Hazzard had two Z's.
And two cute boys that Dale seemed to like.
And now David's singing it. Stop it.
Just some good old boys. Never meaning no harm. Beats all you ever saw. Be in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Something the curves.
Straighten it. Get over there.
Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will.
Yeah, there you go.
God.
Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will.
God, all you right. Sound like Boss Hogg when you sing.
Thank you.
That's not a compliment.
You know what I liked about this episode? The museum bit. That's how he keeps score.
Oh, that was fun. That's going to make me going to... I go to a lot of museums myself, and now I'm going to be...
Wrong! Wrong!
Oh, that's mine.
A little bit right, but mostly wrong.
That's
very
mine.
Wrong.
Mine.
Mine. One of mine. Oh. Wrong!
Oh, funny. So what was one of your favorite bits, Leela?
The entire thing.
Oh, come on. I'm sure there was something that really stood out more than anything.
The museum.
Oh, I just said the museum. You got to say something.
I know you did, but I'm going to say it too because I loved it.
Well,
one of the best visual cues of the whole episode was in that museum when they run down. There's that whole line of cases, and at the end, parked exactly in line with them, is a large blue police phone box. And you think, oh, beautifully parked, Doctor. It was literally perfectly parallel line with the cases. Like, oh, I like that. And in, slam the door. Nicely done.
Well, I thought it was just great because you didn't, you know, he reads the Hello, Sweetie in ancient Gallifreyan. And then, you know, pretty much the next thing you see is them running with it to the TARDIS.
I'm gonna get that text off of that box and put that on a t-shirt.
We got a t-shirt.
That's a giant surprise.
Hello, sweetie, on a t-shirt. That's my next cafe press project.
Oh, doctor, you sonicked her.
You sonicked her.
She is so your wife.
You know, Amy was so sassy in this one. It was really fun. It was,
she's sassy in all of them so far.
She was extra special sassy in this one.
Extra special.
Oh, absolutely.
I have to say, I love, and I did actually scream with laughter at, oh, you missed a grumpy face today. It was just the absolute disrespect with which she said it had me on the floor laughing.
That's exactly what the doctor needs, okay? He doesn't need some sycophant following him around with big old doe eyes. He needs somebody slapping him around every once in a while with little jabs like that, okay? That's what he needs.
Mm. Yep, absolutely.
Sarah Jane used to do that for four, you know? Oh, I know you're a Time Lord. Ooh, you know, that's what.
Yes.
Makes me think of Donna too.
Yeah, a little bit of Donna. A little bit of Donna. There was quite a bit of shades of Sarah Jane in Amy in this one, I think. So, especially when her hand turned stone.
I like it when he bit her hand. That was so funny. Ow! See, can move your hand. You bit me. You're alive. Yeah, but you beat me. You've left a mark on my hand. Hello, did I mention, oh, you're alive? Oh, that was so funny.
So nice to have a doctor that bites.
Oh, dear. That scene where literally he looks and he says, Bishop, I've made a terrible mistake. And we're all in a lot of danger. I'm like, you see, I figured out that something wasn't right with their statues, but I know, like the Doctor and River Song, I hadn't actually figured out what it was. And they went, but these people had two heads, so why have the statues only got one? At which point I just went, oh, God!
Because he says that. He says that four times. They mention the fact that they have two heads. Mentions it four times, and we walk right past it. Nobody's in. Da, 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 da. And then when you finally realize it, that's when it smacks you between the eyes. Jesus Christ.
So on every single one of them is an angel. Oh, my God. Oh, dear.
Just in various states of decay. Wow.
State of Decay was a Tom Baker story. It had vampires in it. They're due in episode 6. Bloody good stuff. Bloody good stuff.
I don't know what the hell we're going to say other than we loved the episode.
Yeah, I know.
Overall, let's discuss the absolute piddle of a own goal that the BBC scored with it, shall we?
Oh, yes.
The Irish Queen.
Yes. The Norton invasion.
The Norton invasion.
Poor dear man. I mean, I really do. I really dearly love Graham Norton. I really do. And I'm really hoping that he has way the hell too much fun with this. I am really hoping that he realizes just how much fun this is going to be.
Well, and it's not his fault at all. He had nothing to do with any of this. It was a cartoon of him, for crap's sake. But, oh, dear God. So, for those who haven't seen this, the setup is, it's just setting up the cliffhanger beautifully. And the Doctor has just started doing that thing of, if you're wise, there's one thing you never put in a trap. If you've got any ideas about seeing tomorrow or your continued existence, there's one thing you never, ever, ever put in a trap. And right in the middle of this, covering most of Matt Smith's face is a bloody cartoon of Graham Norton looking at the big banner now across the bottom of the screen that says, coming next over the rainbow. And I was too busy screaming at the scene and the screen to actually pay attention to the clip. It ruined the entire moment.
Oh, yeah.
All the anticipation that had built up over 42 minutes odd failed. Because of that, it literally took you straight out of the, because Doctor Who's about suspension of disbelief. You need to. They're on an alien planet being stalked by a stone statue, for Christ's sake.
That or might come through your TV 000. In any second.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, man, that was scary.
I love that. I love that. Could you know how many small children in Great Britain didn't sleep last night? Yes.
Andale?
Eight small children in the school didn't sleep last night. However, there were 86,000 adults who couldn't sleep. mostly because the 8 children were screaming so loud. Anyway, so that comes on and stays there for a good 10 seconds, 10, 15 seconds. And then vanishes just as it goes, bang! And I'm like, for God's sake! And I could almost, you could almost hear the BBC's lines becoming red hot at that point. And I complained via the website and actually put in a proper official complaint and said, for God's sake, you stupid people. Actually, I was quite polite in the way. But it wasn't just Doctor Who they did it to. In the programme before, which is called Total Wipeout, which is a piss-poor game show in which they knock people off in a, you know, into water in a very Japanese-y sort of way, there was a trailer for Doctor Who, and the bloody Dalek trundles right the way across the screen, only it's about a tenth of the size of the Graham Norton figure, and looks around with this little blue eye stick, old-style Dalek, tut, 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 and, you know, says, up next, Doctor Who, and the whole new BBC One logo thing is a cartoon, and it's Graham Norton being chased by a Dalek, oh, if only... And threatening everybody else, and Matt Smith popping at the TARDIS, and oh god, there's a Dalek on a roller coaster in the background. I have no idea why that's on there. So the whole thing is very cartoony and comedic. But thousands and thousands of people complained. The Radio Times forum was solid with this. Oh, literally, sure. People going, the episode was amazing. However, and so the BBC actually said, okay. Yes, we are very sorry. The scheduling of this trailer was inappropriate. And I'm thinking that's more. Well, at least they said A, we're sorry, and B, the BBC Three repeat, which I watched this evening. Now they always have the BBC Three logo in the corner, and usually about a minute before the program ends, they'll put next up Doctor Who Confidential. They didn't even do that this evening. They didn't shrink the credits, and the voiceover just said, "Up next, Doctor Who Confidential," and that was it. I was like, oh my god, they've actually done it properly for once.
Oh yeah, they got the message. I think they got the message once the fans.
I have a feeling it'll be for 1 week, but I also have a feeling there will be no more next time banners with animated Graham Norton's popping up in Doctor Who.
Well, you know, that might have just killed that entire graphic Saturday night lineup thing.
No,
you know?
It won't.
Oh no! People are recreating that little graphic, and it's going to be the new Rickroll. They're going to be rolling that little animated Graham Norton across. You know, you'll be watching something at a convention, and a little bastard is going to come bouncing out.
Up next, over the rainbow. At which point, everybody in the convention will throw eggs at the screen.
Exactly.
I have a feeling they'll keep it in, but they'll probably put it in over the end credits. Yeah, so at least the program will have ended first. Or maybe for Doctor Who, they'll get rid of it, which would be entirely preferable. Maybe they'll also stop shrinking the screen, talking over bloody everything, and trailing everything else ad infinitum ad nauseum.
Well,
that would be nice.
The thing to me, it just doesn't make sense for a non-commercial channel to do such a thing. I mean, you're already paying, you know.
Well, they're just taking a lesson from the American stations, because the American stations do it. And they make a lot of revenue doing that stupid ass shit.
But this
and
is
I don't
it's
doubt
the BBC.
That,
they're non-commercial.
Yes, I know that. But they all go to the same conventions and they all read the same trade magazines about how this increases numbers. Uh-huh. Okay, and it doesn't. Common sense doesn't come into it. Okay, it's some high muckety muck who's making an executive decision with absolutely no empirical data whatsoever, just going, yeah, this works for the Americans, let's do that, it'll increase numbers.
They do it on ITV, they do it on Channel 4, they do it on Channel 5 as well. I have to say ITV and Channel 5 are the worst for it because they are very Sky-like in their presentation of it. BBC are usually subtle, but I have to say that was the least subtle thing I have seen in many, many moons. But hopefully it will have bitten them in the ass hard enough for them not to do it during Doctor Who. I don't care if they do it during Total Wipeout. It, you know, as much as I don't like seeing Daleks trundling across other programs, ish.
Well,
I don't care if they do it anywhere else, but for Doctor Who, you leave it alone.
Well, God bless you, BBC, for bringing Doctor Who back. But you know what? Don't pee in your pool. Don't pee in your pool, man.
Yeah, go and pee in Lewis's pool.
Yes, right. So moving right along. This story was supposed to take place in the 51st century. Is that correct?
Or thereabouts.
Okay. Now, when did what was the correct time period that Captain Jack grew up in?
Yep.
Wasn't that the same? Like 51st?
Yep.
Yes. Much.
And yeah. also our favorite Talons of Wen Chiang, the baddie in that one. What was his name, Dale? I can't remember.
Magnus Greel, the infamous Minister of Justice.
Now, wasn't that was also 51st century, is that correct?
No, that was set in the 18th, but he was from around about that sort of period. Yeah,
okay. And so it's really interesting that that Stephen Moffat chose this time period. And also, I totally dug the fact that the church is now a military thing, you know, with the bishops and the.
But the church clerics. Is quite militaristic anyway.
Yes, exactly. So it was really sort of like a natural progression, you know, or maybe digression, I suppose. I don't know, but it was really, you know, I was like, you know, little bits like that. I really dug it. I thought that was great. And plus, you know, when you think about it, you know, it's quite funny. He's using the church to search for angels. So that's kind of interesting.
Well, technically, more the church are using him to search for angels.
Right. Yeah. So
are we going to talk at all about River Song being incarcerated?
Yeah, that was my next subject there. Because what's going on there? What do you think the background there is, Tara? What do you think?
No idea. But I'm looking forward to seeing how the hell that happened.
Yeah, that would be it.
Really looking forward.
There is a current theory going around.
Uh-oh.
That the reason this bloody crack keeps showing up, the reason we're getting to see Amy's crack every episode, I'm sorry, it's going around the internet, it's driving me up the wall of that phrase, Prisoner Zero has escaped. I have no intention of going back to prison. Maybe the original Prisoner Zero was River Song.
No.
That's the theory going on. I don't think it's true. I also don't think it's, as I heard this evening, I think River Song is the Doctor's mother. I'm thinking, really, doing nothing like Claire Bloom. there's so many theories going around, but you know, we're going to have to wait and find out, because I think Moffat has a master plan over the next 2 years.
Oh, yeah. There's some stuff coming together. It really is. I mean, even from... even the whole point, the bit about the weeping angels covering their face, you know, when we saw Timothy Dalton and Claire Bloom trying to get
the mask. She was covering her eyes.
Yeah, she was covering her eyes like that. I kept thinking, man, that looks real familiar. Oh yeah, the weeping angels did that. So it was interesting.
Yeah, and as Dalton is wrestling now, she says, "The weeping angels of old."
Yeah.
So there we go.
So yeah, there's definitely some sort of interconnection there. We just don't know yet what it is. So, but when it comes together, I think it's going to be pretty damn clever. So. But man, there were so many little moments in this thing that were just so kick ass, and the pacing of this one. You know, I don't know, Dale, but maybe you can tell me. Do they have a specific length that they make each episode, or do they vary by?
Each episode has to come in at just under 45 minutes, and the reason it has to come in at just under is because when it gets sold to international audiences, the adverts that they put in, aka BBC America, etc., make it up to an hour's show.
Right.
So, like Buffy, was an hour in the States, but by the time they chopped all the adverts out, it's 45 minutes when it's shown on the BBC. So they're doing it in reverse, so the show runs up to a total of around 45 minutes.
Ah, cool, interesting. Cool. Well,
although, BBC America are chopping the hell out of it all, aren't they?
Oh, dear God, are they?
Really?
Oh, yep, man, I'm hearing all sorts of complaints about it, just left, right, and center. So,
they showed the 11th hour complete once, and now they've cut it down to an hour. and it was an hour and 10 minutes. So they've chopped 10 minutes out of the 11th hour.
Ooh. Well.
And they're doing it, apparently, they're cutting stuff out every week. I'm like, why? What the hell would you do that?
Commercials, money. Money makes the world go round, the world go round. Yes, it does. Right, Gidget? Gidget's staring at me from the top of the printer. She's enjoying the cool
It's because you're singing again.
It probably is, so.
So. What about the other major news of the week?
What's that?
That's Joe Grant and the Doctor turning up in Sarah Jane.
That's right. I saw that earlier, and I was like, holy moly, Joe Grant's going to be on. That'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, hang on. Holy moly, Matt Smith's Doctor's turning up.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I can't wait for Sarah to meet him and go, oh my God, you're 8.
Funny. Oh, goodness, goodness. So, what do you think about that gravity ball being exploded at the end? Do you think it's going to make them float up to the ship, I guess, or what?
Don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to find out and see what happens. So
that's what the next...
It's just getting interesting.
Yeah, it is just getting interesting. And the other thing about the Amy's, I like to call it Amy's dry eye, when she was like rubbing her eye and the sand came out. Oh, that was scary. That was real scary to me. That was more scary to me than...
It was quite an unnerving moment. It really was.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah. It really...
Well, I just want to know if Moffat is going for another literary reference, because he did Tigger in the first episode, and now he's got her crying, weeping sand, and supposedly witches weep sand.
I mean, the whole thing's based on The Ring anyway, isn't it?
What? The whole thing's what?
Which, have you seen The Ring, the horror film, The Ring?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw that.
The image on the television that comes out and gets you.
Uh-huh.
Ta-da! There's an angel on the television that's coming out to get you.
Yeah, but that was the whole...
Actually, how cool was Amy to figure out that the blip on the television was the perfect time to pause the tape?
That's growing up with remote TV, you know, remote control TV.
That was bloody clever. Literally, she's being stared down and is about to be eaten by an angel, a prediction of an angel, and yet she still has time to figure out and does, and saves herself by figuring out the exact moment to pause the tape. Perfect. Well done, Amy. Actually, I uncovered a plot today by the Daleks.
Oh, really?
Yes, a nasty, evil, diabolical plot. Because on the way home, I pass a house that has a full-size Dalek in the window.
Crazy buggers.
And, oh, I know, Doctor Who fans. Anyway, and right next to it is a big poster saying, Vote Green Party for the coming election. I'm thinking, well, if that's a Dalek plan, I'm not going to be voting for them, am I?
You got to be very careful when you're spokespersons for your political party.
Got to be careful, very careful if you've got a spokes Dalek.
Thanks so much, everybody, for joining us on this episode of the Happiness Patrol. Our 22nd. I can't believe it's we've already gotten that far. So, but hey, if you want more happiness, make sure you stay tuned to our blog spot. Leela, why don't you tell the good folks about our blog spot?
You can check us out on our blog at thehappinesspatrol.blogspot.com, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/thehpatrol.
And if you want to send us some feedback or hate mail or love mail or whatever, just shoot us an email over at our Gmail account, which is the.happiness.patrol@gmail.com. And make sure you visit us on iTunes. Oh, thank you. Make sure you visit us on iTunes and subscribe to us, because the more you subscribe, the bigger our ego gets. I don't know. Yeah, whatever.
Nothing bloody happens if you subscribe, apart from the fact you get to listen to four people which are on uselessly.
So anyway, until next week, I'm Lewis B.
I'm Tara W.
I'm Leela S.
And I'm Mr. Grumpy Face today.
Well, that's because you're not letting happiness prevail, Dale. So
that's because happiness keeps stealing my lines.
Yes, happiness will prevail. See you guys later. Bye.
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 God.
You've been listening to the Happiness Patrol. We hope you enjoyed your stay. Come again soon. Thanks for calling. Goodbye now.
Any final thoughts on this particular episode?
Watch the next damn episode!
I love Doctor Who. Now.
Leela?
No.
Don't be shy, Leela. Just say
come
what
on,
you
Leela.
Say.
Hang
what
on, Leela. It's, yes. It's 1:10 because of you in the morning. Get some bloody final thoughts, girl.
You can't pin that on me. That wasn't
my
fault.
Oh, yes, I
yeah,
bloody
can. Yeah, we can damn sure pin it on
it
you.
It was not my fault.
I don't care. Final thoughts.
It was amazing.
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah, that'll work.
I'm
that'll
just
work.
Not going to cooperate with you because you're yelling at me.
Okay, so... what
you, Mr. Rumble,
say? So everybody out there listening to this, if you really want to see pictures of Leela and her River Song shoes...
Don't you dare!
Just go ahead and email us and let us know what you think.
Make a donation to the Happiness Patrol.
You can make a donation... For a small donation to the Happiness Patrol, we will post pictures of Leela's... beautiful feet and those beautiful shoes of hers. There you go. And then everybody can pretend that she's River Song or whatever. So,
please note, Leela will be wearing other clothes.
Yes, yes, yeah, yeah. So there you have it. But
Leela's
going to find out we're pimping her out on the Happiness Patrol, and we are in so damn much trouble.
But remember, every cent that you give to the Happiness Patrol for pictures of Leela in her red shoes goes directly
Lewis.
To Leela's college fund to help her. Get the education she know she certainly needs. So and deserves.
Oh, she certainly needs. Oh, you bitch.
Thanks, Lewis.
Lordy.
You see, woo. Listeners, what I have to put up with?
Woo! No. Tune in tomorrow on the Happiness Patrol and find out.
Oh, it's so mean. We should stop being
Please
mean to
Please edit this. Please, for the love of God, edit this.
Oh, I'm going to be editing. You better believe I'll be editing.
Oh, we love you, really.
Golly gee whiz, everybody. Thanks so much. That's all the time we got for today on this episode of the Happiness Patrol, our 22nd in our linear lineage of time, whatever.
Our linear lineage.
Our linear lineage. Our okay, 3, 2, 1. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We have run out of time and slap. Who the fuck says that?
Slap. I'll slap you.
Okay.
We've also run out of tape because Lewis can't get his lines right.
Oh, yeah. Okay. 3.
Because he doesn't think before he talks.
That's true. I just let it. I just open up and let it go.
You open your gob and let your tummy rumble.
Okay. Well, let me see. Hang on a second here. Ba 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 ba. Well, thanks everybody for joining us for another exciting episode of the Happiness Patrol, the only Doctor Who podcast that will, take you to your happy place, that is. So remember, oh my God.
That was going so well till you got loose.
Well, I forgot. Okay. So remember, there's always a way out, and your way out... Of all that horrible stuff
shut
you call
up. You are just wittering.
I'm wittering. Okay.
I think from now on, before we start recording, Lewis needs to write out.
Write
what
it out.
Say
Jesus.
Towards the end.
That won't sound natural, will it? God, whatever.
Well, neither's this.
what is natural true. About this? What
so
is?
In 3, 2. Oh, it's Tuesday.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks so much for joining us on the Happiness Patrol for this episode. Don't be a Mr. Grumpy Face. Join the Happiness Patrol.
You know it.
Yes.
Stop it. That's my line, you bastard.
Well, how was I to know that was your line? God damn it.
Start quoting episodes.
Oh, Jesus. Now I got to get something else. What was the other one? I thought, you know, let me have that line so you can do Can You Sonic Me?
No. I was going to do it. I'm Mr. Grumpy Face this today.
Oh,
so
all right.
Think, shut up and find another line, bitch.
Okay, I got it. Okay, three, two.
I don't love you anymore.
What? What? What is that?
I don't love you anymore. You've upset me now.
I've upset you. How was I to know that was your line?
Shut your face, bitch.
Oh, God. Okay, think happy. Go to my happy place.